In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a joy to be with you again on this Sunday. For those of you whom I have not met, my name is Brother John Finley. I live not too far away in San Ynez, living in retirement from many years of work in the Department of Missions and Evangelism of the Antiochian Archdiocese. So if you see any peculiarities this morning in the way I serve, just blame it on the Antiochians. The homily this morning, it is about the gracious host. This verse, delivered by the host, our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. The main point that I would like to make this morning is simply this: the Lord can multiply our food. Our food. I had the good fortune to go on a tour of the Holy Land in June of 2023, before things got really bad over there in October of 2023. So thank God that we went when we did. One of the places that we visited was this place on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee, and there's a church built there, I think, by Saints Constantine and Helen in the 4th century. They were building churches off, you know, on all of these holy sites. And there's a famous mosaic of the loaves and the fish that you've probably seen before, because it's been photographed and distributed all over the world. It's a mosaic on the floor of that church, and it's preserved to this day, the place where presumably he stood and performed this miracle. And so whenever I read this story, you know, I flash on that. It's like, I was there. I was there in that spot. And it's a great blessing if you ever have an opportunity to visit the Holy Land. Please go. We have these prayers that we typically pray before meals. And often this phrase is added after we say, "Bless, O Lord, food and drink of thy servants," and multiply it throughout the world. Have you ever heard this before in the prayer that we pray? Well, do we believe God can do that? I mean, we believed in this miracle of the loaves that he performed when he walked on the earth. Do we believe in the miracle of the perished Paul when we ask God to multiply the food to the poor and needy? We can't see it, but how much that we believe, we can't see. Do we believe that God can multiply the food from our table at home? Do we believe that God can multiply the food in the restaurant that is brought to us when we pray and ask him to do so? God takes care of people in ways that we do not know. Some of you know our Antiochian bishop, Bishop Anthony, who's in Los Angeles. Whenever he makes his commemorations, he says, and we pray for those who don't have anybody to pray for them. There's people like that in the world. They don't have anybody to pray for them. Well, maybe we can pray for them. And maybe God will take care of them. We believe that he will. Perhaps there's a difference between breaking bread and dividing bread. When the priest, later in the liturgy, we sing, one is holy, one is Lord Jesus Christ, and the priest quietly lifts the consecrated lamb from the paten. He says, broken and distributed is the Lamb of God, broken but not divided, forever eaten and never consumed, but sanctifying those who partake thereof. One of the definitions of break is to disrupt a continuity. To disrupt a continuity. Perhaps this continuity is the continuity of the natural order. Do we believe that God can disrupt? He made it, didn't he? Can he disrupt the continuity of the natural order? Resulting in multiplication rather than the division of things. There's other stories that they all line up together, and they're all reinforcing something in our hearts and minds. At the Last Supper, it says that he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. Well, that's this story. But then it says in the Last Supper, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Could we say that he disrupted a continuity? He disrupted the natural order of things. Here's another. It came to pass, this is a story of Luke and Cleopas after the resurrection. When Jesus met him on the road to Emmaus. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Boom, 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 boom. Same thing. Again and again and again. And their eyes were opened. And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us when he talked with us on the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and those who were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared in the Sion. And they told what things were done on the way, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. When he broke the bread, it's you, and he disappeared. It's not merely in the breaking of the bread, but in the blessing in the breaking of the bread that we are truly nourished, both body and soul. Who feeds us in the divine liturgy? Who feeds us? Is it not the Lord Himself? Christ does. The cups on the hands of the priest make his hands Christ's hands. Peace be to all is not the priest's peace. The priest usually doesn't have very much peace. Priest's peace gets disturbed all the time. But Christ is the peace. And it is Christ who's speaking up to us through the priest and giving us the peace. Who is the gracious host at this heavenly banquet to which we are invited today, this morning, and of which we are about to partake? Christ is the gracious host. This is His table. And He will feed us miraculously from His table. Let us not forget where all bread comes from. It comes from God. And it's incumbent upon us as human beings, as Christians, to bless the loaves, to bless our food at every meal, no matter where we are, no matter who we're with, even if we can only do it quietly in our hearts. And acknowledge that all things, all provision, is from God. You know, if you heard the song about King David, he said, I'll pray seven times a day. Right? Well, what if I did nothing more than say the Lord's Prayer when I first wake up, when I put my head down to go to sleep, when I say my morning prayers, when I say my evening prayers, and when I take my three meals? I mean, that's just my schematic, but to say that, you know, we get in the habit of just eating. You know, grab and go. You know, we're eating on the run. I've tried to develop the habit, really, this year, that when I'm home, which now that I'm retired, it's most of the time, taking most of my meals at home, I fix a sandwich or some eggs, breakfast or something like that. Stop. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It slows me down. I become present again. I actually realize that I'm eating a meal. and hopefully enjoying it more. So I want to encourage you to do that. It could change your life. Let us truly believe in the multiplication of the loaves, not only here in the heavenly kingdom from the holy table, but also at our tables at home, remembering that God told us not to worry Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Because Jesus can multiply our food. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, we're totally dependent upon thee for everything. Help us to trust in thee, our sole provider. Give to us what we need for our sustenance, and multiply thy blessings throughout the world. For thy name is holy, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen.